This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off with some very bad news in Brazil. Brazil has re-legalised so-called gay cure therapy.
What?
After a judge deemed homosexuality to be, quote, a disease. Judge Claudio de Carvalho overruled a 1999 resolution by the Federal Council of Psychology, which prohibited the treatment of homosexuality by psychologists. The federal judge in Brasilia ruled in favour of a psychologist whose licence was revoked because he practised conversion therapy. Now, of course, that has brought all sorts of voices to the fore, including evangelical Christians, one of which said that she had her licence stripped in 2016 after advising patients to cure their homosexuality.
Yeah, so she considered it a disease, as was overruled in 1999. But the ruling has been met with a backlash, thankfully.
Indeed, both from the Federal Council of Psychology, which has said it opens a dangerous possibility in the use of sexual reversion therapies, but also on the streets. I don't know if we posted a story on our Facebook page, W3Joy, which were protests in the streets about this one. The council has pledged to contest the ruling, insisting that it would be successful, having fought off numerous legal challenges in the past.
Now over to Hong Kong, where a British lesbian who was not allowed to work and had to leave her wife every 6 months has won legal recognition of their union. Hong Kong doesn't recognise basically the same-sex marriage that this couple, only known as SS and QT, attained in Britain. So SS would have been allowed to bring a husband in on a spousal visa, but because their union is not recognised, immigration authorities in the former British colony have repeatedly rejected QT's spousal visa application, and this has been going on more than 2 years.
That's persistence, though, isn't it? Taking the fight to them. The Court of Appeal unanimously ruled that they should receive the same spousal benefits as a heterosexual couple.
Yeah, the quotes from the judges, I think, are amazing. They said they failed to justify the indirect discrimination on account of sexual orientation that QT suffers. Times have changed and an increasing number of people are no longer prepared to accept the status quo without critical thought.
That is fantastic. There was actually a big public support behind this campaign, this legal challenge as well. 12 huge financial institutions, many of them depend on expats living in the country for their workforce, threw their weight behind this. So it was a really public show of support.
And this is just another example of what marriage equality means to people and the real practical implications. You know, it's not just about a social status, but it can really affect someone's life in a very practical manner.
It's not the only good news to come out of Hong Kong as well. It happened on the same day as the Court of Appeal's decision. This decision happened on the same day where Hong Kong officially starts accepting blood donations from gay men as long as they've not had sex with another man in the last 12 months.
Yeah. Which puts them in line with Australia, I believe.
Yes, and many other countries.
Hmm. Over in Malaysia, lawyers have stated that denying a person into the country based on their sexual orientation could actually be unconstitutional, even if there's a law giving the Immigration Department discretionary powers to disallow them. They noted that homosexuality was not expressly illegal in Malaysia, and there were no laws that prohibited gay people from congregating, making the department's legal justification for the ban weak. One of the lawyers stated a ban on someone purely based on their sexual orientation may be argued to be unconstitutional, as everyone is equal before the law and is entitled to the equal protection under the law.
Now, this sort of came to the fore after there was a went around the internet that was going to be a gay party, a big gay party, at a club in the heart of the capital city, and the immigration department came out with these bans, there was some really strong rhetoric from various government ministers against the gay party.
To preserve public order and the threat, saying the parties are a threat to peace and stability.
Bear in mind, though, that in the context of this is that Malaysia criminalises anal and oral sex as carnal intercourse against the order of nature. But there are no laws that specifically prohibit or punish same-sex attraction. So, yeah, splitting hairs, it's kind of like you can be whatever you want to be, just don't do anything.
Although homosexuality is a taboo in the mainly Muslim-majority country.
So I think there's still a long way to go before everyone being equal before the law, if you ask me.
Across to Azerbaijan.
Yes, where we've got a really great news story where 100 gay and transgender people reportedly were arrested and tortured. Police conducted a number of raids in the capital of Baku and forced those who they arrested to give up their friends' addresses, activists have claimed. Some of those detained have reportedly had their heads shaved.
And this is actually very reminiscent of the various tortures and raids in Chechnya just recently.
Though police have come out and said that their actions have nothing to do with anyone's sexual orientation and accused the detainees of being engaged in prostitution. So there's a little bit of a argy-bargy as to what the actual motives behind this were.
They say there's been no kind of key trigger. The activists haven't noticed anything in the parliament that there's a reason why this has suddenly happened.
And the language, the chairman of the Justice Department...
Get a load of the language.
...says, defending these creatures who are sources of immorality, creatures, dangerous diseases, and who have been cursed by God,
cursed.
Western circles are trying to destroy our national traditions under the name of human rights.
And they keep, you know, crapping on about protecting national moral values and whatnot.
Now, Azerbaijan was rated the worst place in Europe for LGBT rights
earlier last year. Rather unsurprisingly, yes.
In the Philippines, some good news. Woo! Where unanimous support has helped to pass an LGBT anti-discrimination law. It's the culmination of a 19-year struggle. The unanimous vote, 197-0, passed the SOGI Equality Act, which now moves to the Senate for further discussion.
Brilliant. And in brief, in Tanzania, police have arrested 12 women and 8 men for alleged homosexuality at a hotel on Zanzibar where they were trained in HIV/AIDS education programs.
In Tunisia, the Human Rights Minister has announced that the country will no longer perform anal examinations of bisexual and gay men.
Woohoo!
In Indonesia, a trans-inclusive school has reopened after being forced shut by religious hardliners.
And right here in Australia, a doll artist has created a same-sex Barbie family in hopes to boost support for marriage equality.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.